interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
That was like the dummy scooter.
Hey, dummies. Hopefully, you're setting up for a nice long weekend here, Memorial Day weekend.
Ooh, Mon or kerchief and I and my cap?
Oh, settled in for a long Memorial Day nap.
Was that it?
JoJo in chat says, one too many drinks last night. She was at Get the Let Out.
They're party girls.
Get the Let Out over at the Stanley, I believe. She's basically on stage.
Her and Rob. They can just slap them around.
Anybody else go to that show last night? How was it? They put on a good show, that Get the Let Out.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool, though. It's neat to see Greta Van Fleet. I thought they broke up.
Yeah, no, they're good. They're doing it. I mean, that would be their move, right? Just to slide into a Zeppelin tribute band. Be like, yeah, that's what we do now.
Might as well.
This is what we do now.
But that's cool. I'm glad that there's... There was such a good crowd for that.
She said it was amazing. I'm glad you guys had fun last night. It is a Friday show. How do you do? Good. You got your winter coats on this morning?
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
43 degrees outside?
I did.
The sinus pressure last night, bro, for me. I rarely get those sinus headaches, but...
Yeah.
The temperature swings have been killing me, man.
Yeah, this week has been... The last couple days have been better, but that beginning of the week where it went from, like, Saturday, Sunday, colder, Monday, Tuesday, summertime hot, Wednesday, it was just rough. It was cold. It was just no good.
Goodness gracious. So, we should have a nice day ahead of us today, right?
I think it's supposed to be okay. Every time I check it, it's different. Before, it was like 65 a kind of sun. And then I looked this morning because I was going to wear shorts. And now it said like 59, 60, and
66,
clouds.
Partly cloudy today. So it'll be a cloudy but not cold day, I guess. That'll be nice.
I never know what the hell to do.
What am I doing?
I don't wear pants anymore. It's just stupid. Hate pants.
We are getting into Memorial Day weekend, so let's do a little Friday night house party tonight. Get into a Memorial Day weekend, long weekend celebration.
All colonial era.
That's all it is.
Drum.
That's all it is. It's all marching band music and
Yankee Doodle style.
Yep. I'm just doing Yankee Doodle Dandy over and over again.
Yep.
To honor Memorial Day weekend.
And it starts the posts of people that you're going to do. Well, you're doing all of this.
Oh, that's this weekend. That's right.
The grumpy Memorial Day rememberers.
Because Veterans Day is for all veterans. Memorial Day is for those we lost.
But then they get very angry.
And then they get very mad. Well, you're enjoying
while
your
they're
pizza.
Doing the same thing.
You're enjoying your hot dog. Yep. I didn't do this.
Yeah, what do you mean to do?
I didn't make the day off. Well, you're out there enjoying your barbecue. All right.
You are too.
You are too, and I am.
But
you're not doing it good enough.
I'm reminding you.
All right. I'm sorry. Why are you yelling at me? Twitch.tv/theshow for tonight's house party. 7 o'clock. We'll go live for that. What else is going on? Anything? Cocoa Puffs last night.
Fun little Cocoa Puffs.
Hockey going last night.
Oh, I turned it off. The Canadians were having what we did yesterday.
6-2.
Yeah, it was like a literal yesterday's game.
All right, so the Canadians are up.
Yep.
Who do you got tonight? Golden Knights at Avalanche tonight.
Yep, that'll be at least good.
How's the basketball world going? Are you still watching
Hoops? The Knicks, yep, Knicks took it down.
Okay.
So. Danhausen's curse and uncurse is still
109-93 over the Cavs. All right. Well, the Cavaliers better give them some human monies.
Yep.
If they want that curse lifted. Friday night house party tonight at 7 o'clock. Twitch.tv slash the show. Cody just brought in, if you didn't catch Cocoa Puffs, I missed this because I went and picked up my kid from the golf course at like 7:30. Cody has a handheld leaf blower in here. Now he thinks he's going to blow my farts away from me. Not
little did I know.
I'm going to fart in the back.
I didn't even think about it.
But Cousin Jay with a great idea. Use it in the winter to blow the snow off of your car.
Right?
Yeah.
For sure that'll do. At least
that little dusting. Dude, that'll be clutch come wintertime.
Absolutely.
So this is like a coveted item for Brookstone? Like your mom had a tough time finding this?
It might even be like Ollie's or something. I don't know if it was Brookstone itself, but yeah, I guess it was when they go on sale, and I can see why. That's for $15.
Do you have the recharger too?
Yeah,
it's in the recharger in there?
It's in the box they give it to you to carry it around
in.
They
have a hard case for it, yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's like a little tiny. The amount of movement you can do, you've got your little portable vacuum, you've got your little portable leaf blower situation.
No stray dust particles.
There will be no dust.
Or crumbs.
Anywhere near you.
There will be nothing in my apartment.
Sure.
Yep, that's it.
Sad yesterday is Kyle Busch died at 41. I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
He was just, his last race was literally Watkins Glen. And I don't follow much racing.
I do not either, but I tried to watch stuff.
But he passed away. He's got a wife and two kids. At Watkins Glen, he was struggling with a sinus cold that was worsened due to the G-forces and elevation changes. He radioed his crew towards the end of the race, asking a doctor to be ready with a shot for him, whatever that means. He had two races last weekend at the Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte. I don't know. Like, it sounds like maybe sepsis. I don't know what sepsis is, though. Like, an infection leads to sepsis, or something.
Is it like your blood is infected or something? I really don't know either, but... What the hell, man?
This was him after his win a couple weeks ago.
And a bow in front of the fans that are all on their feet down here at the Monster Mile. And Michael Waltrip said earlier in the race that a confident Kyle Busch is a dangerous Kyle Busch. Your 69th victory. Why do these moments never get old, Kyle?
Because you never know when the last one is, you know?
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, jeez.
That's kind of a creepy clip, yeah.
I didn't know he said that.
Yikes. 41, very sad.
That's a shame, man.
A little bit of a local tie with Watkins Glen, so.
But yeah, I saw that yesterday, and it's one of those where, good job to those fake sites and everything that, you know.
Oh, they just litter Facebook
that
with.
That need clicks so bad that now you have made it so people don't know if an actual guy has passed away because that took me like 5 minutes yesterday of going, that's not going to be real.
Yeah.
And that goes, and no one's listening.
Thanks, fake news.
No one's listening here, but that goes for Syracuse area as well. There's so many lame, fake Syracuse sports accounts.
100 of them.
That you guys are pathetic. It's pathetic.
You're not
now,
talking to anybody who, I think they're all from like India or something. It's right? Not like you're talking to anybody around here who's doing them.
It just sucks.
They do it because you can monetize. If you get clicks on Instagram, you can monetize that. I do. I get paid for my Facebook page. And it's like they're just making up.
Anything.
And it's people that will comment, like it'll be like, Jerry McNamara, suspends entire team for you're like, what is this? And it's called like Inside Orange Cuse. And it looks like something somebody would have like an official page for.
Or the one that I sent you that we were looking for a while where they tugged at heartstrings and killed somebody.
Yeah, they killed a mascot.
Yeah.
They
killed a fake mascot that Syracuse had, but the person that was inside it.
Yeah. It's messed up. I don't know what, I mean, not that Zuckerberg gives an F. He just cares about money.
That's what I mean. They don't,
none of
cares,
these tech overlords care, but it
there
is.
There and Twitter with it, it's like, come on, man.
But that's my same reaction. I see Kyle Busch dies at 41, and I'm like, oh, that's, what is this? You second guess everything.
I'd use Cody AI finally. I was like, all right, let me, and busted it out, and it did. It finally said.
Very sad.
And then I had to even go, yeah, but for real? Fake click
real?
Bots that are spamming the internet? And it said, no, don't you dare.
Didn't have a sneeze. I did have a sneeze, then you talked me out of it. Thank you so much.
Threatened it.
So, just a little bummer, but, I mean, not a little bummer, it's a big bummer, but sad news, local tie, Kyle Busch passing away at 41.
And I know he's a lot of people's
undisclosed severe illness.
Favorite racer, too.
Yeah.
So, it's like, ugh.
bummer. You don't really, you don't really transition from that into anything else. But I'll tell you what, you'll see this band for Zero Human Monies coming up at the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse.
There's a lot of fuel in the cars that they drive around.
Cold,
just when I was low, feeling short of stable.
Cousin Jay has a set of photos. He got the two buckets.
He did it.
If you, anybody else, here's what we've heard. And if you didn't hear the show yesterday, how dare you? But we talked about the Dunkin' buckets that are launching today. Not as big as I thought they were going to be. That's what she said.
Yep.
And honestly, it's a lot less beverage than I thought. I ranted and raved yesterday about how much we don't need a bucket of coffee. But now that I'm looking at it, I mean, it is still too much. It's still too much beverage.
It is. It's a good amount.
But what we heard from people who work at Dunkin' yesterday is that there's like 25 per store and they're gone.
Amount, and then they're gone and they're gone.
When they're gone, they're gone. It's not like going to be an ongoing thing. So if you want it, you better grab them now.
It almost looks like in manufacturing large cups, they just made the top of the cup. And they're like, well, what do we do? You know what I'm saying?
Fill her up.
Like, take a large cup, just cut it in half.
Mm-hmm.
And keep that top half.
Yeah. I mean, if you need that much beverage, Brianna says she does. Showgirl Liz would love a bucket of coffee right now. Cousin Jay got the coffee and the refresher. And yep. it doesn't look too much.
Yeah, they just, I hope that they eventually do some promotional stuff with it. Like, if, you know. Like a cousin Jay was loyal enough to go get the buckets, you better serve him up a damn $5 off fill up or something at some point.
Or now you got a special trick or treat bucket for the Halloween season. I got my bucket.
Put candy.
The word
in
bucket
it.
Has lost all meaning to me.
Mr. Bucket.
I put the balls in my top. I'm Mr. Bucket. Out of my mouth, they will pop. I'm Mr. Bucket.
Whee!
Bucket around, I'm Mr. Bucket. Buckets of fun. So it is Memorial Day weekend. We will do a Friday night house party tonight, 7 o'clock on twitch.tv/the show. And as we get into Memorial Day, yes, it is to commemorate the men and women who died while serving the United States Armed Forces.
So remember that when you're out grilling. He bowed up.
Put a little respect up. And as I was saying in chat, you are currently in Veterans Month. You are living in Veterans Month. So in a couple of weeks, when you're angry about rainbow flags and Pride Month, and you're saying when do veterans get a month, you're in it. You're doing it. We're in it right now. So I hope you're celebrating.
You're out getting yourself a free burg.
You're out. We got the watch fire. I believe they're doing it over at the fairgrounds again, right?
Yep, I saw that.
Are they setting up for that?
I do like.
You're in Veterans Month right now.
I do like the poor people that don't know what's going on, so they don't bother doing any research and just post on the comments.
What do they say?
Well, if you don't know what that is,
you just see a big pile of flags.
It doesn't look the best, and if you don't understand what you're supposed to do with American flags. It just looks like a pile of burning American flags. So there's always a couple comments, and it's like, and
why is Joe Biden burning?
This is what it's come to. This is what we've come to.
This is what you've done.
Here's what we come to.
Lots of parades on Monday for Memorial Day.
Well,
so that this is what you do. Instead of waiting a few weeks to be mad about Pride Month, now you can go celebrate Veterans Month.
There you go.
May 25th is the earliest it can be Memorial Day. It always falls between May 25th and May 31st. I screwed up and thought it was the week. I thought it was next weekend.
Well, because it should be. Just float it.
It's a little too early for Memorial Day.
Just make it be the last weekend in May.
It's the last weekend in May.
In May.
But
I mean, whatever.
The exact moment of remembrance on Memorial Day is 3 p.m.
today.
Monday.
Oh.
We are supposed to pause and remember the brave men and women who died in service of our nation. And we will and we should.
Okay.
And we love them and we appreciate what they gave for us and our freedoms.
Thank you. I love you.
So go and celebrate your parade. Sister says early Memorial Day, late Labor Day means long summer.
Hey,
tell that to the weather. Because it's 45 degrees. It's 45.
Thanks a lot.
That was a song Shinedown was singing about the current temperature.
That's what it was. I knew it was. Yes, that's exactly it. So
enjoy.
Also, Josh will be offering up handouts to veterans for free. If anybody, if you're a veteran out there.
No, AJ's out of town. He already left.
Well, he got his.
He got. Never made it as a wise man. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me double shot his eye. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah. Ahoy, ahoy. Happy Friday. This is K-Rock. House party tonight. Haven't done one in a few weeks. It's a long weekend. Kick off the Memorial Day weekend with a 7 p.m. house party. Josh, how do I watch that? You go to twitch.tv/theshow. Twitch.tv/theshow.
Oh, he did it. He did it. He did it.
There I will be for a two-hour DJ stream tonight. I love your requests. I love all the vibes. Throw biddies at me and we'll get some requests in and... I don't know. I was putting together the playlist last night, and I'm, it's going to be kind of like a more of a, maybe, I don't know. I was digging deep into, like, college radio vibes, if that makes any sense. Like, I was listening to, like, a lot of music.
Okay.
Like, deeper K-Rock cuts from the 90s. So maybe we'll get into a little bit more of that, just stuff we haven't listened to in a while.
I like that, because, honestly, and it's... And it's helped because, you know, obviously they're coming for Taste of Syracuse. But my fuel love has been reignited.
Yeah, reignited?
And those channels, oh, my God. The comeback from Atisco the other day, it was like that, a Tonic song, some Defal.
Yeah, dude.
Like, it was just late 90s, 2000, 2001, banger after banger after banger. That was great.
I never ate at the Heart Attack Grill the two times I've been to Las Vegas.
Samesies.
But it is closing. It allowed people over 350 pounds to eat for free. It leaned very much into, this is not healthy, probably going to kill you.
Yeah, please don't.
But, that was the bit.
But if you wanna, we'll help you. We'll
but help the owner, kill you. Now, John Basso is the owner. He's, of course, not going to blame his business model on maybe failing, maybe... People don't want to eat like that anymore.
No, it'll be other people's fault. Well, it's definitely not his fault.
But I do recognize that Vegas is different now, and they've kind of... He's claiming that the Vegas corporations are pricing the middle class out of Las Vegas.
Oh, are they?
I have heard that.
They're trying to... See, that should be the opposite.
They're just making it too expensive.
The way that Atlantic City is already bypassed.
What do you mean?
If you look at, like what? Who does better numbers? Atlantic City has beaten Vegas several times over the last few years because people don't want to do the whole Vegas thing. If it's going to be like when I went, it was all right. You're going to have no money when you're going to save up for a whole year, but it's going to be great.
Best. Yeah. And it's going to be fun.
That shouldn't be how it is that you're completely broke just by a visit.
When we went, obviously we flew to Vegas because it was kind of like where we could fly for cheap.
And that's awesome.
That's what they want. They want you to fly into Vegas.
Yep.
So we all flew into Vegas and we rented a car and then drove to the Grand Canyon, drove to Southern California, all that stuff. And so we didn't do like all the Vegas-y stuff probably people would do. Like we don't really gamble a lot.
Yeah.
We went to one show, like a card trick guy that we liked.
Burlesque.
But he's saying... He initially opened the restaurant as an act of moral rebellion in 2005 because it got people talking.
That's when that opened?
2005, yeah. But it went 21 years. 21 years of Heart Attack Grill's been open.
I just meant that I was there just a couple years after it opened.
Yeah,
then?
You were?
That's weird.
We are proud of our 21-year impact at America's wasteline.
Wasteland. Yeah.
The obesity rate has risen from 30% to 45% today. Good job, America. We did it. Pick up that bucket of refresher or that sack of soda.
Also, though, if you look at like certain like weight to height, I'm obese.
Everybody's obese.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been obese since I was like 20, according to results. So
as long as you're not morbidly.
I think I am morbidly obese.
Are you?
I don't know. What...
It's a weird... Yeah, like I'm supposed to weigh like 125 pounds.
Let me see.
Can you imagine me at like 130 pounds? I would look so weird with my big round head. I look like like a lollipop.
What is the obesity? The men's BMI. All right. How much should you weigh So how tall are you?
5'4", 175.
5'4", you should weigh 110 pounds. You are currently overweight. You are currently overweight.
Oh, I'm not obese?
No, what are you, 145?
No, 175.
Oh, then you are obese.
Oh,
I think you said 145.
No.
No, you are obese. You are not severely obese, but you are obese.
Just a little obese.
All right, let me look at me. I am supposed to weigh...
You're tall, though. This might work out in your favor.
I'm overweight.
Ah,
I'm not
nice.
Obese. Overweight is 179 to 208. I weighed 204 at the doctor
you did
on
it.
Tuesday.
You
so
did it.
Not obese.
Hell yeah.
All right, good for me, man.
Yeah,
I'm pretty much the healthiest guy you know. Pretty much.
No, we're all...
You're all beautiful.
Beautiful and
you
stay
You are beautiful
thick.
No matter what they
if,
say.
Yeah, if I shave my back, I'd probably drop 10 pounds.
That's what I'm saying.
So...
Plus, I'm carrying all this ball weight on me. That's the problem. Friday night house party tonight, 7 o'clock. Let's kick off the Memorial Day weekend and listen to some music.
Okay.
Tonight at 7 on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/theshow.
Okay.
All right, we're having this is a great discussion in our chat right now.
Mm-hmm.
As shout out to Joe, we were talking about the band The Calling. The Calling is coming to the New York State Fair. Only, what, 70-something days to the fair? Finally.
96 now.
What do you mean?
You said 90. You said something to days to the fair. Remember, somebody said it yesterday. It was 97 days. Tyler said it.
Oh, I thought so it was, now no, I think it's like 70-something, not 90-something.
Oh, well, June, July, August. No, that would be, right? Because all the rest of June, all of July, and all of August. And then like 2 weeks of May.
Yes, 96 days. My bad. Why do I think 70-something? Regardless, I'm not counting out
this
of the fair yet.
What an idiot! Now, I had like three people say that to me yesterday.
What? You're an idiot?
Yes. No, that the fair is like certain days away. It's like, don't you do that.
I don't care. I'm not counting out of the fair.
Don't you do that.
Yes. But Joe and Chad called this a Supercuts banger, and he's exactly right. I have not needed to go get a haircut in many, many years.
Yeah. I used to go.
But that's a genre of music. Is Supercuts music similar to grocery store music?
Yes.
Or are they a little different?
Yes, but it's like if you added a little drip of hot sauce.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Like, this song... Well, I don't know, grocery store, maybe, but a little too rock.
Yeah.
A little too rock.
You're not going to rock too hard.
Yeah, you don't want to rock too hard.
All right, so I brought up Calling Radio to see what other artists they suggested, and let's debate if they're Supercut bangers or not.
Yeah.
Goo Dolls, yeah. Supercut banger?
Yep.
Now, that's what I call Supercuts.
Safe as hell. White ladies love them. Perfect. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Lifehouse and Vertical Horizon.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Oh, we'll get there. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Hambone.
Well, and what's weird is that depending on the grocery store,
because
like a peach shop caters to their area.
Oh, so it might be more urban music in an urban area?
That, where I worked.
I like that.
Yes, it was. Where if you go
up
further, there's more country and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if other stores do it. I don't really
Brianna,
remember.
What's an peach shop?
I bet a little mix
I
of all
paying
the...
I guess they're attention.
I bet Fulton's got some country, a little like this stuff, and a little yacht rock.
Okay. All right, let me ask you this. Supercut banger right here. Soup, does it make Supercut radio?
I'm leaning grocery store more for this one.
Okay, this is definitely grocery store.
It's
not hard enough for a Supercut.
I don't know. My initial reaction, even though it's very similar, is not Supercut.
Not a Supercut banger.
But
all right, this goes in the grocery store column,
I guess.
More,
yeah, we're grocery store.
Yeah. All right. All right. How about this? I had
Yeah.
Supercuts banger?
Alanis?
I think you could probably play most of Alanis.
Most of Alanis' Supercuts?
Just all right, all of her albums.
We're debating Supercuts bangers.
I also this could see certain grocery stores. I could hear this at like a Target.
Oh, yeah, Target would be hip enough.
I'd be like, look at a little Alanis. I'm a princess. I'm not used to lying
there. You ask how my day was. All right, let me ask you this one, because I know you got an opinion about this band. Where are we putting Savage Garden? Where are we putting the SG? Can that be in a grocery store? I'll be
your dream, I'll be your I don't know. I'm yeah, that's more elevator.
Yeah?
But I don't know if I hear a grocery store.
Joe, and by the way, if you want to interact. Or, K-Rock, text line 315-364-109.
Or
jump in our Twitch chat.
Supercuts. It might be both.
See, most people are saying this is grocery store. You're not going to hear this in a Supercuts.
I can see every great once in a while pops in on a Supercuts.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think it's a one or the other exclusively.
Sister with a good point. I'm not sure the last time I've heard music in an elevator, to be honest with you. You know?
Yeah. Very
all
true.
Right. How about this? Cranberries. I think that's too hard for a grocery store.
Yeah.
You'll hear this in a Supercuts. That's too hot for a grocery store.
Yeah, I could see this for a Supercuts, I would say. Yeah, I don't. No grocery store.
All right, how about this?
Sounds familiar. I don't know it right off the
This
top.
Is a grocery store. It might be too light for Supercuts. Little Howie Day? You'll know Howie Day.
You're seeing him Sunday.
Yeah.
Whoa! This is him! Guys, Josh, he's here in Syracuse on Sunday. A light shining through. I don't know where I put this.
I don't think I hear this in a Supercuts. I'll hear this in a grocery store.
I would say grocery store. But grocery stores tend to have more than just. Oh, okay, I was gonna say we need more instrument. Poor Howie Day. This is all he did.
Was he one of the big hair guys? Remember, like, Ryan Cabrera had the big hair?
Oh, I don't even remember.
In the early 2000s, a lot of guys had the big teased-out hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe's saying this is not a Supercuts banger. It's too somber.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's too soft, I think.
Even the best fall down sometimes. Did he have big hair?
It was teased a little. Annoyingly, yeah. He's still doing stuff, by the way.
They're all doing it.
If you
want to
see him in Salt Lake City, give me $80.
Ryan Cabrera, I think, is coming up to the turning stone or something. Yeah. All right, this one might be too emo. This made the calling radio, but it might be too emo for either. The best thing about tonight's that we're not fighting. Secondhand Serenade, remember them? Could it be that we have been this? You don't remember Secondhand Serenade? Oh, listen.
I didn't listen to a lot of this. So, some slipped through the cracks. It sounded familiar.
I put this on a mix CD so fast. Down to the core,
but hold your breath. I would say no for either. This is who the hell you're doing that? This is this? I didn't know this was these guys. I swear it's true.
Because a girl like you is impossible. I've sung this so many damn times.
Yeah, I didn't know that was these guys. No, I say no for either, to be honest with you.
All right, this is a Supercuts banger. This is a Supercuts banger. You'll know it in a second. Give it a second.
Why don't I know this? It's going to be one of those where it turns into something else, isn't it? where I had no business sounding like this to start. These guys know? Dido?
You'll know it. You'll know
I
it.
I know that name.
I know you think that I shouldn't still love you.
This is Supercuts, I think, right? I'm not grocery. This isn't grocery. This isn't grocery.
But if I didn't say it, well, I'd still have felt it.
Yeah, I'm not feeling,
I don't think this is a grocery store
grocery.
Banger. Not yet, at least. Maybe in 10 years when we're really old.
Yeah. Because it's light enough.
Yeah.
Dido. Is this the lady that sang with Eminem?
Yep.
That did
Dido.
The thing?
Yep.
But I will go down with this shit.
I don't know. Now that I'm picturing a Cicero Wegmans playing this.
Maybe in like a more affluent area.
A mom. Splattled Wegmans where they're all over the place. Little mom here, little mom here, little mom
for the
here.
Moms?
Yep.
We're debating Supercuts bangers or grocery store bangers or sometimes both.
I don't know if that was Supercuts.
How about this one? All. They all got weird all. Intros. All.
Oh, wait, never mind. This is what I thought this was NSYNC.
No!
It's the other one. This, they played in Wegmans.
This is this is a Wegmans banger for sure.
I think you could do a crossover.
That's for sure. If you want to keep the party going, house party tonight, 7
there
o'clock.
You go. But I think just at this point, because this song has been played so many times.
Yeah.
Grocery store. I don't think the Supercuts gals want it in there.
This show is definitely getting flagged by Spotify. They've been flagging everything.
Oh, really?
Any music they get pissed off.
Ah,
I don't care, whatever.
Sorry.
Subscribe on Apple or Amazon Music.
I eat birds.
All right, this one I think... good morning, this is K-Rock, by the way. You're tuning in. We're listening to some music.
We're debating. It's a Friday.
It's a Friday, Memorial Day weekend.
Speaking of birds, just real quick.
Yeah.
Now that I know they're protected, now all I can think about yesterday when I saw robins was, I bet you're delicious.
You want to eat one?
A couple times.
Because you can't.
Yeah.
It's the forbidden fruit.
Yeah. Oh. I could see this stopping people at the Supercuts. Wait, oh.
This, Supercuts all day.
Bethany. Huh?
Huh? Thank you, Joe, for giving us a whole new introduction to a category of music we didn't know we needed to explore.
It's a good one.
I want to eat that robin, because I can't. It's the forbidden fruit.
They were plump as hell. I'm like, you can get a couple? It's a meal. I couldn't kill them, though. That's... But kill a poor robin.
The stars, look how they shine for
you think they'll do this Sunday?
What's on Sunday?
Let me see them.
Oh. No. That's next weekend, by the way.
Oh.
No, remember, I screwed up. I thought I was going to two concerts on Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
This is Memorial Day weekend. My two concerts are next weekend.
Yes. Gotcha. Yes. Oh, yeah, because our plan is playing. Yes.
All right. Let me throw a curveball at you. I wonder if this is Nick. Oh, sorry. I wonder if I just said the name of the place.
I still don't know.
I wonder if this is a grocery store or Supercuts. Because the band is a little too hard for grocery store, but this is their softer song.
This time, this place, misused, mistakes, too long, too late.
I can hear this in a grocery store.
Yes, but now that they're kind of becoming that band that everyone's like, shut up, you.
I always like Nickelback.
You like them. You like them. I think this could be on a Supercut.
Yeah.
But. Yes. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And grocery store.
I want to buy so much ice cream right now.
I'm picturing Wegmans on a Saturday morning. Because that, honestly, that changed. Like the date parts and stuff.
Yeah.
Different days. They change.
Would.
It would be different. Oh, absolutely.
Probably because older people are there in the morning and they don't want to hear Nickelback.
Well, and especially at the Chopper, overnights was rock. So if I came in a little bit early, I'd get like 20 minutes of rock music.
I don't know how to launch this business, and I'm sure it's already a business, but I've wanted to program grocery store music for so long.
I have no idea how.
I don't know. I know Walmart has Walmart Radio.
But
I want to compete with Walmart Radio. Like, they literally have a morning show. Like, we could do a grocery store morning show.
And just have it be on.
I mean, this show is not appropriate for grocery stores. We'd last one day.
Balls, penis,
balls.
Penis. Vagina!
All right, let me throw this one at you.
Grocery store.
This one, I could say grocery store, but I don't think of Supercuts.
I swear by the moon and the
grocery store, right?
Grocery store. Peach Shop. 100% down there.
Oh, great.
They played a lot of stuff like this. A lot of stuff like this.
I see the questions in your eyes.
Casio keyboard.
Oh, man. I'm buying chicken fries right now. I'm buying a fresh loaf of Italian bread. Mm-hmm.
This is one of those you hear when there's nobody there, so you can hear it very loud.
And it's got that reverb.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. This would also be one that I would go turn up the...
Oh, yeah!
The back, the little speakers. It's for haircuts.
Rihanna in Australia asking what Supercuts is.
It's for affordable haircuts that they are starting to outprice themselves, where it's not even that affordable. My last haircut from a salon lady was cheaper than a Supercuts.
Oh, all right. How about this one?
What a good song. Supercuts.
This is Supercuts. You're going to hear this in a Supercuts.
Soon as you open the door.
Little edgy.
Hey, welcome to Supercuts.
Hey,
are you on the list or we got to get you on there? Just be a little bit. Thanks for coming in. Take a seat.
Grab a seat.
Okay, I'll read People Magazine.
Good song. I could hear this in a grocery store too because it's so
upbeat. Yeah,
nowadays
I could. Now it's fun.
Yep.
Oh, look at this.
Are they coming to the fair?
I used to listen to the show in North Utica Walmart in 2013. They'd play K-Rock 24/7.
They
used to.
Hell yeah. Right? Is this who's coming to the fair?
Yeah, they're coming.
That'll be fun.
And he had a good article. I was telling Cody yesterday. He had a good interview. I think was it Rolling Stone or whatever. But he was calling out bands for charging too much.
Just
like I've been saying for
shows.
Years. They're going around playing backyard shows.
So cool.
All right, how about that? And then I know we're going long on this, and maybe it's not interesting to everybody, but it is to me.
So open up your morning light and say a little prayer for I. You know that if we are to stay.
Are you feeling this in a grocery store?
See the peace.
I don't even know if I'm feeling this in a Supercuts.
No, grocery store, yes. Grocery store, 100% yes. Supercuts, no. No, unless you got a little bit of a... No. No, back
no.
Up. No, just grocery store, I think.
Rest in peace, James Vanderbeek.
Oh.
She had two babies.
Baby.
One was 6 months, one was 3.
Yeah.
Not four, but 44.
Ooh.
Cousin Jay, great suggestion.
I wish you would step back from that ledge.
This I've actually...
Not a Supercuts. It's a downer. I mean, not a grocery store.
I've heard this in grocery store.
You have?
Because I don't... When they pick...
Sure.
When they pick them...
Sure.
And the old white guy picks, I don't think that they think about the lyrics.
No, you're right.
I don't think they know what this is.
I would understand.
And then I think we'll close it out with Showbro Josh on the text line with a great suggestion. The ultimate grocery store banger, in my opinion. My opinion.
Oh, God, yes. Grocery store all day. Grocery store.
I mean, this might need to be in the house party tonight.
Macy's.
A Little John's. A can of beans.
JCPenney over the loudspeaker. This is every store.
Oh, this is
store. This one is in every store's playlist. You just hear it. every office.
Joe in chat. This hits hard when you're picking out eggs.
Yep.
Vertical Horizon and Lifehouse combined. both be there, Hambone.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, they are
Kiss
definitely.
Me by Sixpence on the Richard Pudgy's Wife. Good suggestion. Hold On, Wilson Phillips. Absolutely. Toto by Africa.
It's every grocery store.
Grocery store is the
that's
reason
all they play.
Cody can't hear that song ever again.
It's over and over, at least once an hour. This is the song you do that movie, Kick Your Side.
Mm-hmm. Why can't we stay together? We'll come back. This is K-Rock.
Electricity is more than a source of energy. At its best, electricity is a rush, a thrill, a feeling. From hybrids to plug-in hybrids to the all-electric Lexus RZ, this is our take on electric. One that puts what you need, what makes you feel confident, inspired, excited, above all else. After all, if it doesn't spark something in you, is it really electric? See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Burdick Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. At Burdick Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com.
Jump on the Twitch channel for a house party. Update your links. It's twitch.tv/theshow. Twitch.tv/theshow. Night tonight. 7 o'clock, I'll go live. Do a couple hour DJ stream. We'll listen to some tunes. We'll drink. We'll smoke. We'll hang. We'll dance. It'll be a fun time. 7 o'clock tonight. Kick off the Memorial Day weekend.
Excuse me?
With a house party. That is a wrap on the Late Show.
That's it.
Officially done now. Happened last night was the final episode. I wasn't a big Stephen Colbert fan for the Late Show. I was a Letterman guy. Letterman was my number one guy always.
Yeah.
And I've been in that studio a bunch of times. Because I told you, when I lived down there, they need to fill the rooms for shows. Like, if you live in New York or you're visiting New York... Not anymore, because the show's done.
Oh, yeah. But they want you there, right?
But there was a period of time in the early 2000s where you could walk around. He was just north of Times Square, so he was on Broadway just like 48th or 49th, I don't know, 50th maybe. But so you walk around that area.
Mm-hmm.
TV shows need to fill their audiences. You could go see Maury Povich. You could go see all those judges shows that were on. They'd be like, there'd be people on the sidewalk.
Yep.
Saying, hey, you want to come see a comedy show? I mean, they do that for stand-up shows, too. But I figured out that they need to fill the Letterman show every night.
Yeah.
And I ain't got nothing going on during the day. So I knew at about 4 o'clock, if I walked down Broadway, somebody would be like, hey, you want to come see? Yes, I do.
That's
and
cool.
I would just do that all the time. And I would go into there, and I'd watch David Letterman do his show. And I loved it, because he's my favorite. The studio is ice cold. They made a joke
really?
About it. It's always so cold.
What? Just
Letterman felt. Well, I don't know if it was a Letterman thing or just at the studio, but Letterman felt the comedy worked better in cold temps. If you're warm, you're more lethargic.
You're
kind of like
okay.
So they kept the studio real cold.
All right.
They did a snow globe joke last night based around that or whatever, because it is always so cold in there. But the Late Show with Stephen Colbert ended its 11-year run last night. Everybody stopped by. Including the cute one? Paul McCartney was the cute one of the Beatles.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay. Because it's the Ed Sullivan Theater. So that's where the Ed Sullivan Show used to take place.
Yeah.
And if you're like a broadcasting nerd like I am, that's historic on its own.
Yeah, so they better not, when we were joking.
They're not going to burn it down.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney stopped by last night.
Do people ever misinterpret your songs to you?
Yes. I kind of like it, though. You write it, and you sort of think, okay, there it is. It's done. That's the song. Strawberry Fields. The beginning, it says, living is easy with eyes closed. But some people think it's living is easy with nice clothes.
Yeah. Living is easy with nice clothes.
You feel comfortable?
They've had a whole bunch of like celebrities stop by this last week of it. That's what Cody said. He goes, "Oh, I thought this ended last week," because they've been making a big to do about it.
Yeah, they really have.
Paul McCartney performed. Obviously, a reference to the Beatles performing on Ed Sullivan.
That's cool though. That's
they
neat.
Potential. They you know had Elvis Costello stop by. John Batiste stop by. John Stewart was there the other night. Neil deGrasse Tyson stopped by. Tim Meadows, Ryan Reynolds, Bryan Cranston, Paul Rudd.
I think one of the problems with all these is that even in the 90s, a lot of the times, this was the only access we had to those people.
Yes.
Now, all those people you just said just flood the internet with all of their own crap every day, all day. So now there's no like, oh, whoa, they're going to have Paul McCartney on the...
Yeah.
Because you don't see Paul McCartney, right. But now...
You don't see Paul
He was
Rudd,
on SNL.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
I just saw him on SNL for 3 hours.
Yeah, and, you know, late night TV is probably going the way of the Buffalo. I don't think there's a long time...
Well,
Late night talk shows don't really have a place anymore. I think that they all probably lose money.
You were saying it was for, like, college kids.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, when we were in college...
Mm-hmm.
We watched that.
Loved it.
We watched Conan.
Letterman and then Conan, dude. Oh,
Conan was my favorite.
Conan by jam.
But now, us as college kids then, aren't watching that because we have jobs.
I have to go to bed.
We can't stay up until midnight.
And current college kids
don't
aren't watching
give a
that.
Crap about
They're watching
this.
YouTube so or
you,
streams.
You combine all of that.
Yeah, it's just not a profitable business model. A lot of television... Broadcast television is for older people.
Yeah.
And older people aren't staying up till 11:30.
No.
To watch that. And I think Conan made the right pivot, just like Cousin Jay said. His podcast is fantastic.
Yeah.
He didn't want to get out. He got screwed by Jay Leno.
He should have been handed that job on a silver platter. And
Jay Leno screwed him out of that.
Who was the worst of the...
Yeah, he was the worst.
The bunch.
Hey, what do you mean? I'm the worst. But it worked out for the benefit for Conan, because then he got out, does his podcast, and I like him better on that format.
Yep.
But back, like Cody said, in the 90s, late night television.
That's when you saw those people.
Like you would stay up past Conan. There was a show after Conan.
Yep.
Carson Daly hosted it for a while, I think, right?
Yes. Yep.
But there was a show after Conan that you'd stay up for.
Because back then, that's where, like, I would see wrestlers not
in gimmick?
Doing wrestling stuff.
Yeah.
Where they'd come on there and I'd be like, whoa, it's friggin' Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
No,
you're right. That was kind of like our first version of seeing their actual personalities. Yeah. Now it's, you know, nonstop social media, TikTok, everything. But back then it was like, oh, I get to hear, you know, Macho Man talk to Arsenio Hall for a while. Yeah.
That was the only time you saw those people. But now, like you said, you ran through that list and it was like,
yeah,
cool. They'll all be on everything else.
Yeah.
Today, this weekend.
And Donkey is right. That's what Danhausen is so good at. He was raised by Conan.
Yes,
I mean, Conan and the Simpsons and all that.
That fun humor.
It's what we like. Anyway, so
I
could say a lot of political stuff about it, but I won't. It's sad to see an institution go away, you know, like that building and all of that. And
yeah,
I don't know what they do with it.
It's got to be some type of museum-ish type place, right? Then people can still go look at things.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's what they do with it, because it is the famous Ed Sullivan Theater. Or maybe they just put like a Broadway show up in there. I don't know. Maybe they turn it into a Broadway theater.
Or they ruin it completely and gut it.
Yeah, who knows? Anyways.
Whatever. Oh, it's got to be.
Make it a new M&M store or something.
High-end apartments.
Oh, house party tonight, 7 o'clock on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/theshow. My mom said if I do good at school this week, I could pick out a Pokemon pack, so I'm a widowy gonna get one.
I'm gonna get myself a freaking Pokemon pack.
We're gonna start doing a fun thing every morning here on the show, and I don't know if it'll be the same time every day, just because things move around. But shout out to our new friends at Twisted Mayhem Gaming. They gave us a box of Pokemon cards, and every day until the box is empty. What do they call it? Ripping a pack?
Ripping a pack?
Is that what the people say?
Of the Mega Evolution Chaos Rising Pokemon.
All right. They
I don't really know what that means, but I'm excited. I
don't
either.
We don't know any of this.
No.
But what they gave us a cheat sheet of if we see any of these cards.
Yeah, those are like...
Those are valuable cards.
The go-to...
This one's like $5.94.
Whoa. And then what I'll do, I figured
$120.
I'll just take each one and like Google Lens it. You know what I mean? Take a quick pick and see if we got ourselves a good one. Because I'll get excited from colors and flashiness, but I don't know what that means as far as that goes. But I'm just excited. I love opening packs of stuff, bro. I have to stop myself on the regular at Walmart from going over to that little area and getting a couple because I love me some cards, but that's a...
Shout out to Twisted Mayhem in Baldwinsville. Where is it? I will describe it to you because I drive by it every day.
Okay.
Right when you come through Moyer's Corners?
Yep.
Right there on your right. So it's like you come through Moyer's Corners heading towards Phoenix.
Yeah.
And then over on your right, there's a plaza. I think it used to be a tattoo shop where they are.
Yes. Yeah.
It says Twisted Mayhem Gaming right there.
Oh, okay.
Right across from like the Moyer's Corners Fire Department.
Yes.
Right there.
Gotcha.
Because it's listed as Beeville, but I wanted to describe it so you guys knew where to find them because they do a lot of cool stuff. They do Pokemon League play every Saturday at 4 p.m.
Okay.
So that's tomorrow.
Nice.
They are a community-focused shop. They love everybody, so come play, and they are locally owned. So shout out Twisted Mayhem in Beeville. Cody, rip a pack. Rip a pack for the people. You're doing this every day.
All right. I am. All right, which one?
That's what I'm saying. Grab one at random. Jump in Twitch if you want to see Cody rip a pack. And am I saying the right phrase? Is that what the people say? Rip a pack?
All right.
Go ahead.
It's got that on a cover.
Don't they all have the same cover?
No.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Oh. All right.
Okay.
Big money.
They don't make them so easy to just open. Here we go.
Are these the type of cards that like the scalpers like camp out for?
This is it. Yeah.
And we've got them. Are they going to come attack us? Crack a pack?
Yeah, we're cracking a pack.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, I got to be careful how I open it.
Oh, because if you have a valuable one, you don't want to bend it?
Yeah, bro.
Okay, we're cracking a pack, packing a crack.
You know what? You got to open it upside down here.
Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, is there a whole process?
Yeah,
face down.
All right, now it's face down.
Crack the pack. All right.
Come over here. Okay.
Let me see what you
got. First one is this yellow one.
Is that the instructions card or something?
I don't know. I'll flip it over and go this way.
All right. Boom.
I'm going to try to pronounce them.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
First one up. Minchino.
Minchino.
Looks like a cute little rat.
Okay. All right.
And also, guys, chime in. If you know that we grabbed a good one,
yeah,
let us know.
We're not going to do this every day on the radio. Every day it'll be on Twitch if you want to watch it. But this, all right, next one.
Litleo. It looks like a little koala bear. Punk koala bear. I like punk koala bear.
I don't see that on my cheat sheet. Go ahead.
Oh, I know this one. Golbat. I know Golbat. Is that a good one?
I think the good ones are like three or four deep, right? Those are just like your commons.
Oh, I don't know.
All right.
I guess.
Okay.
I tried to watch a couple of these.
Mm-hmm.
Esper. Does anybody know? Is Esper good? Huh? We got an Esper.
We got an Esper coming at you.
For some reason, I think this one is good. This next one.
All right.
Get these so they
don't fall. We're cracking a pack from Twisted Mayhem.
It'll be
a new Twitch feature going forward.
Oh, okay. Coming up, I see some ones that are multicolored. I'm excited.
That's what you want.
Avalug?
All right, Avalug.
I don't know what this is, but an iceberg breaker?
Cracking a pack. Cracking a pack.
Okay, now I've got, looks like a training card, a Pokemon tool. So if you have,
this Pokemon card
is attached to something, it can give your opponent some weakness.
Okay,
so
cool.
We got one of those.
All right, what's your next one? He just revealed it to himself. Cracking a pack. What?
Sudowoodo,
he's a tree thing.
All
right, cool. Sudowoodo, we got it.
He likes his power is rock hurl.
Mine too.
Here we go.
Now the multicolored.
Let's see what this is. I think this is. I don't know what this means. A Ho-Oh.
Let me see it.
Look at this thing.
Well, you can show the camera. I'll see it. In the
camera. Yeah.
Okay. Look at that. It looks like fire. A Ho-Oh.
Look at that.
Do I see that on my sheet? No. All right.
No Ho-Oh.
Well, we'll type those in.
And then another one. Here we go. This one is a... Oh, it's the little lit Leo that we just got, but in
the hologram?
Is that what did he say that?
It's a hologram? Holographic or something? I don't know, yeah.
So, I bet that means something.
Okay. That looks important.
That we got both.
Okay.
All right, and now some energies. This is also kind of holographic. Nitro energy?
Nitro energy, good. Got it.
Is that good?
Got to catch them all.
I got to catch them all, so it's good to have them all here. This is a Josh card. The basic energy.
Aww. I'm basic. I'm so basic.
And then we have an online reward. I think this is just
an online reward.
Whatever.
Well, thank you, Twisted Mayhem, for getting on board with us.
I know the very basics about Pokemon, like the littlest bit. And that's addicting.
So we'll be doing that every morning on Twitch until the box is gone. What?
Sarah says Ho-Oh is legendary Pokemon.
Type that in. See what that's worth. Sarah says it's legendary. All right.
I'm excited.
We'll be doing that. Twisted Mayhem in Beeville, locally owned, community focused, and Pokemon League play every Saturday at 4 p.m. It's a new Twitch feature we'll be doing on the internet.
So fun.
Twitch.tv/the show. We widowly quacked a pack. And we widowly made $1 million.
We widowly all friggin' millionaires now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Friday night house party tonight, 7 o'clock on our Twitch channel. Shout out Twisted Mayhem Gaming. We'll be cracking packs. We think we found a good one.
And I think a couple of them are good because a few of them have that hologram thing on there. I just don't know.
It's hard to judge by the eBay listings because people are telling us that eBay just jacks prices up. So, like, the one card is listed for $129 on eBay, but they're also listed for, like, $199. So, I don't know what's real.
Right.
I don't even know what's real.
Oh, man.
So, talk about the perfect crime.
What?
Anthony Rhodes lit off a cart full of fireworks in a Walmart to do a jewelry heist.
I mean, the problem is you have to have someone else set off the fireworks or else they're going to know it's you because, you know, camera.
And he's also going to go to jail for a long time because he did $10 million in damage, which is a problem, to steal $10,000 in jewelry. I don't even think Walmart has $10,000 in jewelry.
Oh, Walmart
jewelry is not good jewelry.
I've never looked at their jewelry. Do they have
jewelry?
Some diamonds and stuff.
I mean, I don't know how high quality the Walmart jewelry department is. Maybe if you stole all of the jewelry, it would be
worth
$10,000.
But again, we mention this all the time with these things. Okay, cool. You got away. Now what?
He didn't get away. They got him.
But
now you got, $10,000 in Walmart jewelry?
Just say he got away. They're like, you know what? We're not going to chase after him. All right. But now what?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with $10,000 in jewelry that
Give
you stole
it to
from
my
Walmart?
Friends.
Right?
Here is Master Deputy Olive Elkery talking about it.
When he actually sets the fire, he actually removes his jacket, exposing that Jefferson University baseball T-shirt. That gave our investigators just a little bit of a clue on who this person is.
Yeah, he's wearing incriminating clothing. They can say, oh, you must go to that university, or maybe you play for that baseball team.
Unreal.
And I don't know.
It's like the kids at Damage, was it Disney or something? Or down in Florida, remember they went through like the pipes, but they were all wearing their like Virginia Tech.
Yes, that's right. I remember that. They all stuff. Had like
It's like, oh, okay.
Where was the?
I can't remember. They stole.
No, not
stuff
that. I'm thinking of the Walmart fire around here. Didn't we
it
have
was
a Walmart?
Target. Was some it kid Target? Lit like, I think it was firework
was
or
it?
Something. And then it lit like the toilet paper and stuff. It was at Target over by me.
Maybe we got to put the fireworks somewhere like behind the counter.
Or just don't need to sell them at a grocery store.
That's Maybe. Also a good point.
Yeah, you don't need the $79.99 pack of sparklers.
I do like those, though.
I do like them, too. I also like them.
Those are always my go-to.
I do like those.
I forgot we're getting near that time of year where those tents are going to be going up.
Yep.
Those tents are going to be going up. I hope that we're going to start hearing some messes fireworks ads.
Can you haggle with those people?
Nah, I've never tried. I'm not a haggler. I've never haggled.
I will. If it's not just like a store, but at...
You'll haggle?
At a place? Absolutely.
When's the last time you haggled?
It's been a minute. It's been a minute. Probably when I was at a like one of those antique places.
Mm-hmm.
There was one on the way out in Bridgeport. There used to be one, and I remember stopping there, and I remember looking at something and purposely being like, "Ooh, I don't know." And then I looked over, and she went, "Whoa, too much." And I went, "Could you do maybe like?"
Mm-hmm.
So and then it was off from there, and I managed to get like half off because they just want to sell. It was a random. Like picture thing.
I am so nervous all of the time. I did haggle for furniture at one point.
Yeah, because they're willing. They
I just
know.
Tried it. Like sometimes I get courage in my belly, and I had courage that day.
Hell yeah!
And we were at the I think it was the Raymond Flanagan clearance center, so I felt extra courage because I'm like,
hell yeah,
you want to get rid of this?
They
you
want,
don't want this chair.
They want to sell you.
You
things.
Want this? So I remember I don't know if it was a mattress or whatever it was, but I was like. well, would you take blah, blah, blah? And they went and asked a manager, and they did.
Well, that's
how I felt like the best negotiator of all time.
Because with stuff, all of those things, other than like you go to a grocery store, like all those prices are negotiable.
Suggested retail prices.
Yes, because the place kind of sets it themselves.
Yeah.
Like at a Price Chopper or whatever, it's coming down from whoever wants it that, all right, make the milk this. Mm-hmm. At a random place, they go, all right, well, let's try to sell this for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we could get, you know, this much for, you know, cars and furniture.
I would imagine you people that work in sales, you've probably got people trying to negotiate everything all the time.
Oh, I bet. Because they want to sell you the item.
But like even in a grocery store, I bet people are trying to haggle at grocery stores.
Luckily, I don't.
It's bread. I don't know if it's
No, they'll get that and be like, I ain't paying.
Yeah,
and, but it's not even a haggle. Yeah, yeah, it's just a, you know, being angry out loud.
Can you haggle car prices nowadays? Or those set?
No. Oh, I did.
You can?
When I got mine, I did not get it for what it was listed as.
I know the rule is never tell them what you want for a monthly payment because then they'll make that your monthly payment.
Yes.
And it could have already been less.
I do remember that part. Well, what can we afford for per month? And I went $100.
Yeah.
And they went, well, and I went, because we're not doing that.
We're not doing that. No. Same with salary negotiations. What are you looking to make? Yeah, what are you looking to pay?
$1 million.
Millions? Thank you.
Yep, exactly. Because they hope you are just going to accept.
Right.
They set this car at $20,000.
Right.
They hope that you will accept that they have now wanted to make $10,000 on this car.
Sure.
They hope that you are going to be accepting of that.
Yeah.
But we don't have to because we know that you are upcharging like a sumbitch.
I wish I was a better haggler.
Well, all you got to do is you just got to be willing to walk away. Again, when I was looking for a car, I did that twice.
I don't need to buy these bananas. I can walk away from these bananas right now.
I can walk away from these bananas anytime I want.
I do not need these bananas. So, all right. All right. 7 o'clock on our Twitch channel. We'll do a house party. I'll DJ for a couple hours. Would love it if you stop by and listen to some tunes. Move the furniture to the side, have a little drink, have a little smoke.
There you go.
Maybe if you're sober, have a bowl of ice cream. I don't know. Come hang.
Ice cream.
But the website unscrambler.com.
We needed that back in the day for our porn site.
We did the unscrambler.
Our porn channel.
My uncle has an unscrambler. We can watch the Playboy channel and Spice.
Just wait
till my mom goes to bed.
And then we'll watch Spice.
We can put on Spice.
You almost see penetration, but not
analyzed
really.
Analyzed Google's most misspelled words for the year. I misspell everything. I would misspell.
It's just easier to misspell it and then let Google fix it for you.
Let Jesus take the wheel on
that. I just go with whatever I think it is, and then Google will be like, hey, moron.
Yeah.
You mean this?
Google doesn't even say, hey, moron. It goes, that's what you meant.
It's this, dumbass. Oh.
Huh?
Yeah.
Diarrheas?
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right. There is no word that starts with X four times.
It's diarrheas. There you go.
Thank you.
Because I didn't know misspell had two S's in it. I don't know if my brain is going away.
Well, because sometimes I don't know when in vocabulary smart terms, when the other word needs the second one. Like a misspell. Does spell need the S from miss?
So misspell... MISSPELLED.
So it doesn't need the S.
Because it has the...
Miss has two.
You're right. Okay, but no, misinterpret doesn't have two S's. So spelled brought its own S to that party.
So yeah, he brought his own snack.
It was misinterpret.
It was a different miss.
MISSINT. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
See?
Spelled said, no, I'll bring my own S. All right.
I got one.
Let's go through some of the most misspelled words. As I often wonder, because I can't find the words anymore. Like when I'm in a conversation, I can't find the words. I don't know if it's dementia setting in early. I don't know if it's the booze. I don't know if it's the weed. I don't know if it's just being in my 40s. But I'm trying to grab.
Mine's my CTE, I assume.
You think it is?
Well, that's what I assume.
I'm just out there trying to grab anything.
I don't remember words all the time. Very, very normal words.
But I also remember back to my mother not knowing any words, and I go, oh, all right, that's just what happens when you get older, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Renfer says, I'm losing my brain. Yeah, I think I'm just losing my brain.
Yeah, sorry.
I think I've abused it too much with substances, and it's just going away.
Yep.
So the most misspelled word, according to Google, and I think this is for two reasons. No one knows how to spell this word, and it's a pretty newer word people are using in their vocabulary.
Oh, wow.
And that's bougie.
Oh,
like, remember we used to call Rosa bougie hippie?
Yeah, I've never had to spell that out. I don't
try
even,
it.
B O, and then some combination of
Uji.
Of a U, a G, and an I. Is there a J in there? Or no, I don't think.
No, you were so quick.
Bougie, because I was trying
You were one letter away.
Oh, is it just E at the end?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Right.
Okay. I didn't know how far it went.
B, you were literally on the right track, and I was like, where's J? We found a J bug?
Because you hear that sound of bougie.
Yeah,
you're like,
is there
a W in it?
These other words, though, I can never spell. The joke I've beaten to the ground on this show is that for someone who gets a lot of diarrhea, I can't spell diarrhea.
No, I get it. Yep. No, I have a rough time with, and even if it's spelled right, I am always positive that I am sending somebody the word defiantly.
Yeah, I can't spell that word. I can't spell defiantly or definitely.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying definitely.
I'm definitely trying.
If I sent def, it's because I couldn't convince myself that that typed out definitely didn't say defiantly.
Yeah, no, I
can't. So I just erased half it and said def.
Now that you say that, you do just send me a lot of def.
Def.
Def. And I just go from there.
Because I'm like, I'm not sure. Is that defiantly? Because I don't want to send, because that's a different answer. If you say, and I said defiantly.
Sure.
You go, whoa.
Easy, bud. Easy, bud.
Looking for okay.
So favorite tops the list. I can never spell favorite.
Yeah.
So I want to put that U in there sometimes, a European way.
I was gonna say, sometimes if you want to Canadian it up a little, you could throw a U in there, like color.
Because I'm always spelling that fine. I can spell because. I can spell tomorrow.
Sometimes. Depends. Sometimes I'm too many M's and R's.
I can spell banana thanks to American Christian patriot Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, I just start going and then
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Stop at some point. And then I just stop.
Spaghetti. Can you spell spaghetti?
Ooh.
Come on, Poke Bell, spell spaghetti. Get 10% off.
Spa.
Yep.
And then G-H-E-T-T-I.
Got it. No, let's do it again.
S-P-A.
Yeah.
And then G-H.
Yep, you got it. Yep, okay. Chihuahua. Can you spell Chihuahua?
Oh, God, no.
I can't.
C-H-I-U-A-U-A-U-A-U-A-H-I-A.
I'm going to give you a correct on that one. Because if you had sent me that, I would know you're meaning what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hambone says restaurant's always hard.
Like, get out of there with the random
It's the random
A's
U's,
and
man.
And R's and just everything. Is if it says errat, it's just er.
Separate.
S-E-P-E. Is it E after the P?
P. Do it again.
S-E-P. And then another E? And then an R-8?
No.
No?
No. S-E-P-A-R.
Oh, it's an A in there. Slip it in the A.
All right, can I just say, I'm just going to say the dumb question that's in my brain right now, and you're all going to laugh at me because I'm a 44-year-old college-educated man.
Whenever it is, we're probably pretty used to it.
Is separate and separate the same thing? Separate clothes into separate piles. Are those two different words?
I think it's thing where it's spelled the same, but it's said different.
Separate these clothes into two separate piles.
Yeah, I think it's one of those where now I can't come up with another. You know what I'm saying? Like where it sounds.
Are those the same word or two different words?
Same. But
don't act like none of your brains aren't spinning out of control right now either with that question.
Separate but equal. Is this that?
Anyways, what are some of your most misspelled words? See, Ink's agreeing with me.
Yeah.
Great question. Is that two different words?
Because it's like throw or through or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, well, which one is it? Those are spelled different. Those are spelled the same, but said.
Yeah.
Just a little different.
Like I was helping Coco this morning. There was a childcare desert. In whatever part of the Cortland area.
Still looking for that dessert.
But I always learn the dessert is two S's because you want more
of
it.
You want more desserts.
You want more of it.
You want more desserts. Stupid words.
Let's do some hockey. What's the game tonight? Golden, is it Avalanche?
Yep. Yep.
I mean, Golden Knights at Avalanche,
I
believe.
And the lunch yesterday was a debacle.
No, what is it? Hold on. What am I looking at?
Canadians was last night.
Today at 8 o'clock, Golden Knights at Avalanche. Heads on the Golden Knights, tails on the Avalanche. I am. The Avalanche.
Oh, all right. I haven't got to be the
Golden Knights. I will be the home team. We will play some hockey on our Twitch stream right now.
I'm going to hit you.
I know.
I'm going to get you.
I know.
I'm going to hit you.
I know. It's exhausting.
I've hit you.
My guys, by the first period, they have no more energy left.
I've hit you in the last like two games like
300 times.
300 something times.
Yeah. This week's total.
You can't help it.
It works because my guys are so exhausted on this game, they can't skate. They can't shoot.
Towards
they can't
the end.
Hit back.
Yeah, towards the end, there's no.
They just want to go home and take a bath.
They're like,
I need a good meal and go to bed.
Everything hurts.
All right. So you're going to jump in Twitch or YouTube right now. We're going to play our games. Gaming stream brought to you by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. Styling, profiling.
Yes.
Jet plane flying.
Thank you.
With Ryan Phelps. Also brought to you by the soon-to-be-opened Hidden Gardens, north side of Syracuse. And tonight at 7 o'clock, you're going to come back to twitch.tv/theshow.
Back over here.
As we do a house party. Memorial Day weekend, kicking it off with a 7 p.m. DJ set tonight. Come hang, throw your requests at me.
Heck yeah.
We'll listen to some John Cicada. Just another day without you.
Another day.
90s at 9 will take you over here on K-Rock with a little Rancid.